This is too exposed, a dive into personal information and social media. The first social media I got was in fifth grade when my mom helped me make a Facebook page for myself. I thought it was the coolest thing ever, but after a couple of months I grew tired of it. I didn't care what people were doing every day, and I despise when people hunt for attention or likes. I rarely post on social media much. The last time I posted on Instagram was September, and I don't even remember the last time that I tweeted. I tend to communicate via Snapchat or iMessage instead of posting on social media. However, we all know a few people who can't go a day without spamming their social media with updates on their life. I find that most people don't like it when people they follow spam things like that constantly. These people don't understand that sharing every facet of one's life can have adverse effects on you, both online and in real life. Posting something that may not be safe for work can get you fired or make it hard for you to get hired in the future. Seeing the stupidity of some people has brought me to research how much you should reveal about yourself on social media. In this podcast, I will argue that we expose too much about ourselves on social media. A big reason oversharing personal information can be harmful is the potential for people with ill intent to get a hold of your personal information and use it to their advantage. Bethany Hardy is a writer for PBS, and in her article, "Do We Reveal Too Much About Our Kids Online?", she discusses the threat that oversharing on social media poses towards average families. She's quoted on saying, "A thief could piece together what might appear to be random bits of disparate information and use it to impersonate your child, opening bank accounts, taking loans, and even committing crimes. All in the child's name. As absurd as this sounds, child identity theft happens more often than one might imagine. Bethany Hardy gives a list of tips for how to avoid exposing too much about yourself or your child. Her five tips are: take advantage of privacy settings, protect your child from identity theft, don't give strangers an in with your child, be judicious about the photos you post online, and choose hack-proof passwords. All of these seem like no-brainers, but not doing one of these things could lead to something terrible. Another concern about sharing information about yourself online is the issue of online privacy. On March 22, 2019, news sources revealed that Facebook stored millions of unencrypted passwords on its computer servers, leaving them visible to employees on internal servers. If these passwords fell into the wrong hands, a lot of harm could be done. Privacy violations could lead to identity theft and other criminal activity. We see headlines like these often, which causes a major decrease in trust among the people. This is just one example of the many issues we have with online privacy. But what can libraries do to ensure the safety of the people who use it? In a research project conducted by Kelly Cotter, a doctoral student at Michigan State University, and Maureen Diana Sasso, the Director of Information Services at University's Gumberg Library, concluded that beyond open and transparent communication with patrons, a privacy policy is one important tool librarians can use to establish trust. A privacy policy can help people to trust the libraries with their privacy, which is crucial for librarians. Libraries are a service for Americans provided by our government. If people do not trust the libraries to protect their privacy, then they won't use the service, and libraries could start closing. Janice Avalon, a doctoral student of psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, conducted a study titled "Exploring the Relationship Between Adolescent Social Media Behaviors and Empathy." In this research, she studied digital natives, or people born after 1980, when social digital technologies were starting to enter their world. She wanted to see what lifelong social media usage does to a person's behavior and empathy. The bulk of her work can be summarized by this quote: "Increased daily social media usage may promote a risk for adolescent empathy in terms of the inability to recognize another person's distress and unease. With the increase of online communication such as texting and visiting social media sites, teens may have a tendency to become desensitized to the content and reactions of others. Adolescent social media impulsivity was associated with decreased empathy. This shows that being on social media constantly can desensitize you to the real world. Quote, decreased levels of adolescent empathy can lead to a negative shift in societal values and norms," end quote. This puts those who post often about themselves at risk for this to happen. Ultimately, we need to moderate what we expose about ourselves on social media. Social media is an everyday part of our lives and impacts our quality of life constantly. Posting sensitive information about yourself on social media can be damaging and sometimes life-ruining. If you are not careful, you could possibly make yourself unemployable or be a victim of identity theft.